This is a sermon from Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you for joining us. Learn more at wdmcovenant.org.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the Old Testament, Exodus 21 through 17, found on page 82. It's quite long, so if you'd just like to follow along with me while I read. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquities of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. Shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. The word of the Lord.
I want to offer a program note and a tiny piece of interpretation of the scripture this morning. The program note is that y'all will be singing the sermon this morning. And the pieces you will be singing are listed. Those that say on screen will be on the screen. Those that have page numbers in the hymnal will be in the hymnal. I invite you to take a moment to go ahead and locate those in the hymnal. There is no shame in being Presbyterian. The other note is we were unable to get incorporated today a recording of the song I Will Run to You. That is one that really does better to be listened to than to be sung as a congregation. We will try to incorporate that later on this summer. So those of you, and that is a plural, those of you who love I Will Run to You, it will run to us later on. Stay tuned. So as you're finding those, I just want to sort of situate today a little bit within the four-week engagement with the Ten Commandments that we've been working with here. We are, as those of you astute observers of our scripture reading notice, we're reading exactly the same thing 4 weeks in a row, which is not nearly enough times to read the Ten Commandments. And I'm inviting us to read the Ten Commandments as promises, as God's covenant promise to us. And as we've read, we've focused on a different little set of the commandments. So we focused on that very first one, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You will have no other gods before me. That takes a whole Sunday at least, right? And last Sunday, we took a look at you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, which takes at least a Sunday to start to wrestle with. But there's what I'm going to call, at least from a preaching standpoint, an easy stretch of the Ten Commandments. It's the Ten Commandments you learned in kindergarten, right? You remember that, everything you needed to know in life you learned in kindergarten. And it picks up right about honor your father and mother, moves through don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't murder, that sort of thing. You know, the things that Well, the things that come down to the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And they're expanded a little bit in the Ten Commandments. They're expanded even more than that in the rest of the Old Testament law. And they're terribly hard to live into, but they're really easy to understand. And they go way back in our understanding of what Christian faith is. So I think they're appropriate commandments to hold in mind as we sing some of these songs that go way back in our understanding of what Christian faith is. So as we sing together, I just want to invite you to ponder, how does the person who taught me this song, how does this experience of singing together teach us to love our neighbors as Christ has loved us? So I invite us to sing together.